From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I go on a rant like that one. But I think about the difference between people like myself and my listeners and viewers who love liberty, who love the animating contest, versus our collectivist, control freak, mobster enemies. I mean, I am just a fan of people that have great literature, great art, great minds, who understand what's a big story, what isn't. I don't get mad at people that are more successful than me if they didn't steal it. I just absolutely admire them. And that's what you call progress. And then I look at these people that are running things. They want to dumb people down and screw things up so they can cheat and run it all. Man, that's the ultimate sin. And these people need to be run off of planet Earth. Put them on a spaceship, whatever. Let them go be on their own planet. Fire them out into space. Let them figure it out. Send them to the Phantom Zone. I've had enough of it. I'm not your slave. I'm done. And most people that work for the system, corporate, government, private, you name it, you're not bad. You know, you've gotten where you are because you compromise some. That's usually normal in a tribe where there's not truly evil people. There's some, you know, guys that are thugs and guys that are out of control and this and that, but live and let live, try to work together. You can't work together with scientific criminals. You can't compromise with them. I've said this over and over again. I would compromise with the Boss Hog government. Because Boss Hog doesn't want to see everybody completely bankrupt and poor. He just wants to be able to selectively rob a few people here and there. And that's bad enough. This is like scientific evil. I mean, let me tell you something. I physically get ill whenever I run into people that are working 2-3 jobs and have a couple college degrees that were ripoffs and were meant to never pay off, and who are hardworking, smart folks but try to work in the system, and they can't pay for the Obamacare insurance. Everyone I know that's middle class or blue collar is going bankrupt right now because of Obamacare. We are losing employees that can't afford the insurance because of Obamacare. It is hurting family of mine. And it's meant to impoverish America. I mean, I really care about people. I don't have this cold-bloodedness where I get off on seeing other people in trouble or I don't care. It's the opposite. I absolutely have feelings. It's like that White Snake song. Who knows where the cold wind blows? I ask my friends, but nobody knows. Who am I to believe in love? And he goes, Lord, have mercy. I ain't no stranger to love. And these psychopaths and control freaks and sociopaths think we're weak because we have love. No, you guys can mathematically see the numbers and see other people as meat to be fed on. You can mathematically see how dumbed down people are through your own system in great measure, and then say, well, they deserve to be meat on the table because they're not even human. And you revel in people's weakness. And then you think those of us, because I've been told this by a globalist, those of us that care, those of us that won't abuse people, even if they're stupid and deserve it, even when a stupid person does something to me, it's like I'm too honorable to crush them, unless I have to if they're trying to really hurt me. You know, the difference is I know who I am. I know I'm more vicious, more cunning. And quite frankly, if I want to put on an evil hat, these so-called psychopaths and sociopaths, they think they're evil and their limited mathematical extraction of the data and how they think they're winning. But if you are really good and have an understanding of the nature of good, then it gives you an even greater understanding of the nature of evil. I mean, I see the stuff you guys are doing, and I know of much more effective ways to do evil stuff. Sometimes I've got to really watch it when I get up here on air and start explaining what I would do if I was the New World Order. Because I've confirmed, sometimes they actually pick up on the ideas. I've actually learned some of these people are the biggest fans of the show. It's totally sick. What are you going to do when they blow the whole planet up? What are you going to do? What are you going to do, you screwballs? You people literally crap in your own nest. You are cancer, and I know you think you're dominant because you're racing through the body, you're taking over, nobody can stop you. That's because you're malfunctioning, you're a fraud, you're cheating the rules, you're a scam. You need to either stop what you're doing or kill yourselves. My friends, Alex.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Radio, 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 radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us into the second hour of this Sunday worldwide transmission. We are going to shift gears into the reports out of the universities in the United States and out of Canada as well as Spain that have buoy systems out in the Pacific, and show you some of those news articles and give you those headlines in a moment, that it has been forecast going back to November of 2013, 3 months ago, that large waves of new radioactive debris, you name it, is going to be reaching the west coast of not just the United States, but Mexico and of Canada up to Alaska. And it's been in the local news there outside San Francisco and Half Moon Bay last week that locals with Geiger counters found 500% higher with Geiger counters, 500% higher than normal. And then the local health department went out, and this was in the local news, and said, yes, it's 500 times. You're right. All over the beach. Multiple locations. Then a professional radiology factory that makes all sorts of stuff, x-ray machines, you name it, out in California, including Geiger counters, went out and said, no, we found 1,400% with our more expensive units, stuff that costs, you know, a couple thousand dollars, not $700 like the units we have. So I said, that's it. I said, last Tuesday, I said, let's send Jakari Jackson, Adon Salazar, and others out to Northern California where they're finding these really high levels that mainline radiation experts say you don't want to be around too long. Just 20 years ago, they said, you don't want to be around it. Now they're like, oh, it's fine, no big deal. Then they had local newspapers that we covered Friday come out and say, yes, Alex Jones has been talking about it. Yes, the radiation's increased, but still it's a conspiracy theory to think it's a problem. Look, I'm glad that most areas, and they've gone all the way up into Oregon, up to the edge of Washington and back down, I'm glad that it's only 20, 30, 40% increased in most areas. In some areas, it's the 20, 30 millirads, like it should be, not 200, 300, 400, 500. And now they're going to be traveling back into San Francisco tomorrow to talk to folks on the street. Are they aware of the San Francisco Bay with much higher levels of radiation? And then they're going to travel all the way down their central area. In fact, they're in Monterey right now, Monterey Bay in Monterey, California. And then they're going to travel to Los Angeles, San Diego, Long Beach, right down to the Mexican border, checking the levels of radiation. But again, when I hear big radiation wave coming in, it's going to hit in early January, then suddenly radiation levels spike, I'm going to send reporters. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what real media does. And I've got to say, I'm very glad that it wasn't 1,000, 1,400% what it should be all over the West Coast. It was only in select areas. The redwoods were double what they should be. or more than double. In fact, we've got all the numbers on Infowars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com. Don Salazar is reporting that they're having mutated whales, baby whales that have two heads. That's in the news. Massive starfish die-offs that even USA Today has been covering. And they've been just chronicling the levels that are being picked up out there. We've been interviewing top physicists, radiologists on air to confirm our numbers. They've been confirming it. Jakari is going to be with us until 45 after, riding shotgun with him at the bottom of the hour. Anthony Gucciardi is coming in with breaking numbers and facts with us. But joining us from Monterey Bay, if you're watching us at Infowars.com/show on the free feeds, radio listeners can see how beautiful that is. If it wasn't for the gun confiscations and the socialism and teaching five-year-olds how to wear dresses and have anal sex, I would probably live somewhere like Santa Cruz. It is so beautiful. But unfortunately, anything beautiful is captured by the kleptocrats. But I believe California has fallen, but is now globalist territory. But regardless, Jakari Jackson is there. Jakari, thank you for braving the radiation. I don't even know the numbers yet on Monterey. I hope it's low or normal, unlike other areas of Central and Northern California. What are you finding?
What is about double of what's considered normal as far as Half Moon Bay, where we started our search. Alex, you know the viral YouTube video where a citizen journalist went out and others went out and confirmed it. Researchers, people who make Geiger counters, went out there and found radiation levels in excess of 1,400% of what's considered normal for that location. We went out there with our equipment. We found radiation levels in excess of 10 times of what's considered to be normal. Now, to explain this to our viewers, we're using a Geiger counter in what's called counts per minute. That is the number of radiation that's considered normal for that location. For example, in Half Moon Bay at Surface Beach, where we started our search, the normal is considered to be around 30. We found over 370. That's what we found, and that's where we started our search. Now, Alex, we've been traveling all up and down the West Coast. We went as far as Portland, Oregon, and we've come back down, and now we're here at Monterey Bay. Now, this is the location, Alex, where the starfish have been dying in droves. You've heard about the starfish illness, the disintegrating starfish. There's a high concentration of this going out right here at this location. Now, a lot of that's going on underwater, so we can't show that to our viewers, but we're very much concerned. We've been talking to the locals, and you said, Alex, there's a lot of socialism. There's a lot of, you know, stupid stuff going on in California. We found some very awake, very educated people right here on this beach. We found listeners. We found listeners at Half Moon Bay. We talked to people who were aware of the situation. They knew about the situation. They're trying to figure out how to express this to other people. I talked to one woman last night back in Half Moon Bay. She said she was willing to strip down to her skivvies and run down the street to educate people about these numbers, about this high level of radiation. And I was about ready to do it with her, but I didn't want a scandal on my hands. Back here. So we want to stay on the mission, Alex. And now we're out here. We're testing. We're looking for starfish. We haven't found any on the rocks. We were braving the rocks. Probably got a little too close to the water, to be quite honest with you. But now we're back up here to share this information with our viewers and our listeners.
Sure. It's a great job, Jakari and crew. It's the surfers that have been reporting it and the marine biologists.
Let me tell you about a surfer, Alex. We talked to a lady last night, Half Moon Bay, near Surfers Beach. She says her friend, one of her best friends, surfs in Surfers Beach pretty much every day, and he's going bald. And I said, well, you know, when people go bald, she said, no. It's since Fukushima, he's like, his hair has been falling out, and he won't stop swimming in it. And I said, where's your friend? She said he ran around the corner when I came over here because he doesn't want to be on camera. The surfers are being affected by this, Alex.
Well, that's the next issue, and I'm going to talk about all the different angles when we come back. But it's the bioaccumulation that even if it's only increased maybe 20-30%, some areas 10 times, that builds up in mammal cells. That builds up in whales, dolphins, humans, but also in non-mammals like fish who are at the top of the food chain. We eat the smaller creatures that have small amounts, but then it builds up. That's the big issue. But I'd say overall, I'm just happy that it's not 10 times the radiation all over the area, only in certain areas of California, Jakari.
That's right. Like when we were going, Alex, we were going further north. We found lower levels, but still double of what considered to be normal in Half Moon Bay. Down here, we found an excess of 100 counts per minute, keeping in mind that at Surfers Beach, the norm was around 30. So we've been hitting higher numbers as we've been going further south.
Oh, wait a minute. Your Skype was cutting out at the very beginning. I misunderstood. I thought Monterey Bay was at 20 or 30. That's normal. You're getting levels of 100 there? That's not good.
A little bit north of there. A little bit north of here. Around here, we've been hitting around 70 or so.
That's still not good because I was reading just 30 years ago, it was more like 15 was the normal, then 20, then 30. You know what they're going to do, Jakar? They're just going to say 100. micro-rads is going to be the new normal. It'll just be. And then it'll be 200 and then 500 and then glowing in the dark and having three heads is going to be normal.
Yeah, just they, like on 9/11, they said the EPA said that the dust around the World Trade Center was safe to breathe. They'll just do whatever they have to do to get their story out and get people not to panic about these issues. And I'm not saying you have to run naked down the streets, but do things, educate yourself, talk to other people, get informed about these issues, and make the best decisions.
Well, that's the larger issue, and I'm glad you reminded me of this, Shakar. We're going to come back and talk about that. We, as a Austin, Texas-based international media system that's much smaller than most mainstream media, we had to send a four-man crew that our budget doesn't even really have out there because none of them would cover it, and the goal was A, find the truth, which we're finding with four different scientific Geiger counters, but B, get the media to cover it. And finally, they had local papers cover it, and they admitted, yeah, it's higher radiation, like Alex Jones said, but it's not bad. So it's like, where's the self-preservation of these people? We'll talk to Jakari Jackson and the rest of the crew when we come back as we investigate the West Coast radiation wave.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just not pay today.
There you go. Obama always promoting more spending.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
This blows me away. By the way, I got to say something about Dennis Rodman right now. I didn't play a lot of that on air. I haven't gotten off into it. I haven't asked Shikari's take on it. I should have because it's interesting. But they've got all these basketball players that are coming back to the U.S. now, not just Rodman, saying they have, quote, no regrets. And Smith, no regrets on North Korea trip. And the argument is, well, we're reaching out like Jimmy Carter, or we're reaching out like Bill Clinton to try to get North Korea to give up weapons or something. No, you're not. These guys all went over there and groveled to Kim Jong-un, who is an absolute mass-murdering dictator of the worst type. And then Dennis Rodman sounds like Sauron. I went and saw The New Hobbit. It's excellent. And that's how Sauron talks, is Dunstein, Dunbolstein, Angler. And that's how he sounds, literally like Sauron. I mean, I don't know what's going on here, but it just shows how in the past, if somebody went and groveled to one of the slimiest dictators in the world, everyone would ostracize them and hate them. But he's being halfway defended, and it's like, well, any publicity is good publicity. And look, I wouldn't be against them traveling there if they said, you're a dictator, why don't you, you know, free market, stop having giant slave camps. I wouldn't be an enemy of Kim Jong then if he would, you know, try to reform. And I wouldn't be an enemy of Dennis Rodman. The point is, it's not that he went there. It's that he's there defending him. Well, why was this student grabbed years ago and disappeared? Do you know what he did? In Mordor talk, yeah, he took a Bible into North Korea, now he's disappeared, and Rodman's like, that's terrible. I mean, this just shows the disconnect of a decadent society. Disconnected from reality, not caring that it's just a spectacle. Meanwhile, CNN's talking about Sting plays for dictators and how bad it is, and it is. But CNN's been caught being paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to do puff pieces when they're doing investigative reports. They get payoffs, in the case of Amber Lyon, three-time Emmy Award winner, payoffs to shut down reports. So they're even worse, because they're not some drug-head moron, Dennis Rodman. They're CNN. They know premeditatedly what they're doing. We're going to keep Shikari into the next segment, because I got a lot of stuff to talk to him about, but I just saw that on CNN on one of the studio TVs we keep on in there, and it made me absolutely flip out watching it. No more. I can't look at it. But I just wanted to comment on that. And you know what? Tomorrow we'll play some of him talking, because I'm telling you. And then play it next to Sauron talking. And I'm telling you, I think he may be Sauron. Now, shifting gears, Shikari, for me, the issue here is about how the mainstream media, even though the alternative media was getting millions of YouTube views, millions of articles being read by millions, no one would cover this. They're finally starting to cover it. But for me, it's an issue of, it's a real issue of radiation goes up 10%. But if it goes up 1,000% and the media won't cover it, it just shows an attitude of having no instincts to be in the press, no instincts for a story, no instincts of self-preservation, and it shows what lapdog groups they are, that Fukushima happened 3 years ago, the radiation waves are coming in, and it's been in a few articles that radiation waves are hitting, but nobody's asking, is it safe? What's happening with it? Jakari Jackson.
You're exactly right, Alex. People are more concerned about who's twerking on stage and what they licked, as opposed to real issues that are going on out here about these high levels of radiation. I believe you said a few days ago on your show that if this happened 30 years ago, this would be national news, international news overnight. Yeah. But nobody wants to talk about this. But we encountered some people, very thankful people, like we talked to Friday on your show, a gentleman who was a fisherman. He said, I'm glad you guys are out here covering this. We saw the same thing here today, and also when we went back to Half Moon Bay right outside Surface Beach, and they said, you know, nobody's covering this. Why isn't anybody talking about it? I said, we're talking about this, and you can go to Infowars.com and find out more about it. And that's what you have to do. You just have to hit the streets. You know, you can't sit at the computer all day. You can't watch football all day. You have to get out in the streets and find out what's going on and just educate people.
Jakari, I bet you're feeling really bad, even though it's about three or four times the radiation background it should be there. Still, it's very beautiful. Would you rather be watching the playoff games tonight or looking at that beautiful water? Be honest.
Looking at this beautiful water, you know, as much as I love the playoffs, which I really don't, this is what it is. You know, maybe one of our guys can get a shot of this. This is beautiful out here. It may have a tinge or two of some unpleasant things in it, but this is what life's about, Alex. It's not about sitting on the couch and eating potato chips. It's out here being in the real world. Why would you want to watch this on a TV screen if you could actually be here? This is what it is. It's like it's a movie set out here. We've been living a movie, sometimes a horror movie at times on our trip, but a movie nonetheless, and I'm very thankful and happy to be out here sharing this information with our viewers.
Well, sure, absolutely. And we're just there so Californians, folks on the West Coast, can have a debate about, hey, maybe nobody told you, but there's 10 times the regular radiation at all these points confirmed by health departments like San Francisco, the county that San Francisco's in, but still they laugh at those of us that care. It's crazy. I mean, do these health department people think their children are radium proof? Do they think they're plutonium proof? Do they think they're bulletproof?
I don't know, Alex. I'm not sure what exactly drives some of these people to put out these very iffy, flaky reports, because, you know, we can go out there with a Geiger counter and check these radiation levels just as good as anybody else. But, you know, when they won't even say this stuff, it's very disheartening, and it's very concerning to me that they would do this to their own people in their own neighborhoods.
Well, I agree with you, Jakari. Look, I've been asking most of the questions here. You've been out there now for three or four days, I guess since Wednesday. What else is important to impart to the listeners and viewers out there?
Well, the most important thing to do is to educate yourself on these issues, because we talked to some people doing a man on the street just a few minutes ago, and they said, you know, I listen to what you guys say. We met some viewers out here that said, we listen to what you guys say. They even watch mainstream news. If you have to watch our show, The Alternative News, and watch the mainstream news and find the truth in between, at least do that. But try to educate yourself on these issues. It's very important. And then once you educate yourself on this, you know, what's the next step? What's the next step for you? How are you going to protect your family? Ask these real questions. Not...
That's right. That's right. We're getting some breakup.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No. It's not your fault. It's great technology, but it's not perfect. I'm going to go back and let you restate that in a moment. Okay. We're going to break and come back with some of Anthony Gucciardi's questions for you and final points. Then we're going to report on a larger issue about Fukushima that could increase its meltdown at any time, dwarfing what happened in 86 at Chernobyl. But the big issue is you were live with me Friday.
Right.
And then today you're out there, and I know the day before it happened, everywhere you go on deserted beaches where maybe five people walk by in an hour, you were telling me on the phone today, it's listeners. And that's an idea of how big the show is. And not bragging, hey, I've got a big show, hey, I'm cool. No, the fact the truth's getting out, we have a lot of listeners. That's a very positive thing, Jakari.
It is, and just as we've been talking here, just talking to you live, people have been walking by, hey, Alex, show. You know, they're very appreciative of the work we do, and we're very appreciative of our listeners, and they fund our operation to send us out here. You know, we're listener-supported. We don't get the money like the NPR and MSNBC. We're supported by our listeners, so thank you to the listeners. You give to us, and we come out here and give you the best information that we can.
Absolutely. When you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, the high-quality Nation Iodine, the... Wake Up America coffee, the books, the T-shirts, the videos. You get high-quality products at great prices, and you fund true independent media. It's win-win-win, free market, it's Americana. We're going to come back with Jakari Jackson that is just doing an awesome job out there breaking this down as we raise awareness about Fukushima.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Joins us from the west coast of the United States, where we have gotten readings 10 times or 1,000% higher than safe normal background radiation levels. The health department's confirmed our readings. Other professionals, actual radiologists with even more expensive ones, Geiger counters have found 1,400 times at the beaches we visited. So that's 400% higher than the 1,000% that we found. So this is a very, very serious situation. And, you know, here I am just being glad that Monterey Bay only has 1,000 micro rads when it's supposed to be 25 or whatever. And it's like, well, compared to 1,000, Jakari, that's great news. Let me tell you how they get away with this. Here's a Daily Mail article. BBC's 6-year cover-up of secret green propaganda training for top executives of the BBC, one of the biggest media organizations worldwide, has the largest staff of any organization in media worldwide, over 10,000. And they have been meeting on how to lie, how to put out a unified message about carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is what plants live off of. They put off oxygen. They've done the ice core samples. Carbon dioxide is the lowest level ever recorded in the aggregate in the last 200 years. I mean, it's like a godsend that the Industrial Revolution came to do this. Plants stop growing without it. You can double, triple CO2. It's only a few percentage of the atmosphere. And trees grow faster. There's more oxygen. People are more healthy. The Earth's losing its atmosphere like Mars. I've had top astrophysicists on, geologists on, atmospheric experts on, meteorologists on, and the truth is, you can look this up, the Earth is losing its atmosphere. And if this continues another 100,000 years, we could lose our atmosphere and lose our oceans. That's being looked at right now. Just search engine it. And my issue is, we're running out of CO2. And I'm not defending petrochemicals. Get rid of it. Get rid of the oil-based economy. They're super toxic. They're toxic to me and my family. All the derivatives of the oil they can't sell to you, they end up putting in other stuff and putting the fertilizer. I mean, I'm not for that. I want alternative energy. My issue is that compared to radiation and GMO and all this, it's nothing. Jakari Jackson, we've got our real in-house expert, Anthony Gucciardi of StoryLeak.com, in studio with us to ask you a few questions and then to basically sum up the latest breaking news of what's happening not just here but Fukushima. But for me, Jakari, again, this is about forcing the dinosaur media to report this or to show they won't report it. And a few newspapers have reported and talked about us forcing it out in the open. That was my goal. What do you think you're going to see traveling down now next? Maybe go back to San Francisco or maybe other cities, ask them about the increased radiation, what they think about it. Are you going to go to Los Angeles? I know you're talking about going out to the old Air Force Base that's got radioactive dumps at it there in Sacramento. What is the itinerary? Then we've got some questions from Anthony Gucciardi here.
Well, we're going to finish up around this area, Alex. We'll maybe do a few more man on the streets, talk to a few more people. Then we'll go head north back to the San Francisco area, talk to the people around there, because that seems to be the highest concentration a little bit southwest of San Francisco. So we definitely want to warn those people and let them know what's going on.
What are some of the radiation numbers you've gotten in other areas? I know you don't have the sheet in front of you. I've actually got it here in my stack. But you've gotten all sorts of readings all over the place.
Yes, Alex, the highest reading we got outside of Surface Beach was about 112. That's probably about an hour north of here on a beach. But those were pretty much the highest concentration was right around the area of Surface Beach near Half Moon Bay.
But you got a 90 or was it 100 just north of Monterey Bay?
Yes, around this area we got about a 90 or so, but the highest level was 112 outside of Surface Beach, south of Surface Beach.
Which is nothing compared to 1,000, which you have a YouTube video up on Infowars.com, 1,000 on a beach outside San Francisco at Half Moon Bay.
Yes, yeah, about 78%, yes. A little bit around here, yes, sir.
That's right. So a 1,000%, but that would be 10 times then the normal level.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. I'm just going through my head of all the numbers we've encountered, and those are the numbers around here. But up in Surfers Beach, we had the very high numbers around 372 on the CPM counts per minute.
And again, the question is, why is it going up? Well, we can pull up the Fox News or AP articles from November out of the major universities and government studies saying we're picking up large radiation waves from the ongoing meltdowns and the water they dump on the 5 reactors that blew up. It comes right across the water with the currents, the air, all of it comes right at the West Coast, and they're saying it would start hitting in January, and suddenly they admit the levels are going up. But then they're saying a lot of the isotopes show that it's radon and other things that are naturally occurring, so they're saying they don't know where that's coming from. Well, is it from volcanoes? Is it from the super caldera in Yellowstone, they admit, that is releasing so many different types of radioactive isotopes? Jakari, do you have any ideas?
Well, I think Fukushima is definitely a big culprit in this. Also, the supervolcano that you mentioned. Also, very toxic waste. We talked to a woman near Surface Beach. She said they were dumping toxic waste out there several years ago. She thinks that it has something to do with it. Pollution, debris coming in from the tsunami and various things over there in Japan. And that's one of the big questions I kept posing to people who were a little skeptical to say that this could have something to do with Fukushima. And we talked to several people as far north as Alaska, people from Alaska. They said they saw debris from Japan in Alaska. And I said, well, how did you know it's from Japan? She said it had Japanese writing
on it. Oh, yeah, no, they admit the rubble from all those houses and the rest of it's been floating in. We've got a few minutes before a break. We're going to come back with Gucciardi and his breakdown of this. But, Anthony, any questions you've got that I haven't covered with Jakari and the crew that are out there?
I do. We're going to break down specifically how we knew in 2011 all this would happen and how 78% of all the radioactive waste from Fukushima went into the Pacific Ocean. My question is, why is there any doubt that Fukushima has already hit the West Coast? We have the experts saying it in 2011, but we know...
Sure, they found it in tuna 3 months after.
78% of the radioactive waste went into the Pacific Ocean. It is on the West Coast. It doesn't matter if these certain instances are Fukushima, which they most likely are. Every single thing is pointing to the fact that this radiation is here, and all the experts were warning about it.
But for me, the bigger issue is the media doesn't want to investigate, because it turns out there's radioactive waste being dumped everywhere. It's part of a culture of don't look, and then it won't be there.
And it, like you said, it bioaccumulates, so there's little hot pockets all around, and maybe some's from Fukushima, some is from illegal dumping, you know, whatever. There's hot pockets around that are thousands of times percentage-wise higher than they should be, and the government is just saying, oh, it's fine, you know, as they quietly stockpile 14 million doses of potassium iodide. I want to ask Jakari what he thinks. I mean, do people realize what's going on? Are they still in denial?
On average, are they waking up? And if you ought to ask them why they think the government's stockpiling iodide. That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good question. On average, people are at least receptive to the information. Anthony, some people are convinced that it's global warming, even though we have record numbers of ice and geologists and various people.
So radiation is from global warming.
So the radiation on the beaches is from global warming?
That's what people are convinced.
Even though it has nothing to do with it. I mean,
what is that even?
Well, they read it in a newspaper. They saw it on some website with a big fancy government-funded website, and they believe that's the cause of it.
Well, I'd like to know what website says that increased radiation pockets around the West Coast has to do with global warming.
Well, you know, that's a very good
question. Well, if you got hemorrhoids, global warming did it. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, just like you said, I mean, we've seen the scientists getting stuck in ice and, you know, all the record numbers of ice and the low temperatures around the United States. But some people are convinced that if anything happens, it's global warming.
It can't be Fukushima.
Well, Jakari,
it's global warming.
If we just pay money to George Soros and Al Gore.
Al Gore, that's right.
Then it will make the earth cold again. And I guess we've been paying them money with bailouts, so they made it colder.
Yeah,
You know what? I want to talk to the crew, but we'll do that tomorrow. Jakari, don't let me forget to talk to the camera guys and get their take, and also our writer, Adon Salazar, who's out there tomorrow on the show. You're going to be on during the weekday show. I want to get their take on all this and get their angles as well.
Great. Sounds great.
All right, so next tomorrow, where are you going to be tomorrow, say at noon on the weekday show?
We plan to be in San Francisco, possibly at the Golden Gate. I think that'd be a good location to broadcast from.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's broadcast from down there and talk to folks if they know that, hey, right down the road from here, 1,400 times or 1,400% to be technical, increase in radiation. Are you concerned about that? They'll probably say, yeah, I want to slit my throat and spray the blood into Al Gore's mouth and give my children to him and give him my bank account. He will save me, the man, bear, pig. Oh, we praise you. Oh, my gosh.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be right back.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here, GCN.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance.
Wow, we really are the heart.
You are listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are the heart of the resistance. By the way, this is a plug to Funder Operation. It's also a great product. About 6-8 months ago, I was trying to figure out iodines I could give myself, my wife, my children that didn't have all the mercury and stuff of seaweed and of sushi, though I love sushi, by the way. I had some last night. And I was interviewing all these scientists, medical doctors, and they said, well, it's nascent iodine, but they said nobody's really got it. There's one little laboratory that's got a patent and puts it out and certified by the National Academy of Sciences. So I got it, started using it, had great effects on my clarity, my thyroid, my body. So I said, well, I'll just buy you. I mean, I'm going to put this out. And it's been very successful. It's Survival Shield. We're the exclusive distributor. Nascent iodine dietary supplement. It's blue on paper, blue-purple, like the pure iodine crystal. Not red or black, like the oxidized bound stuff they call nascent. We have the only real nascent iodine in the world. And it makes me so nervous. We're trying to like get it and move it and have another facility to make it right now and have gotten the crystals to be able to do that. But the point is, this is a big deal. This is a very powerful thing on the halogen group. It fills up your glands, your thyroid, so the bad radiation, the fluoride can't go into it. And we sell it at InfoWarsLife.com, or you can call 888-253-3139. And it sold out last week. Another truck is going to arrive at our distribution center in Texas on Tuesday now. So we'll have more, but that's a limited supply. There was a big spike in the stockpile we had sold out. So we'll have a limited supply coming, and that'll get out. So get your order in now, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And I wasn't even going to plug this, talking about Fukushima. I realized in the last segment that I've only taken it this morning. I take it twice a day as recommended. Consult your physician yourself before you take it. But people thought I was like a crazy man to take iodine because that's normal iodine. It's like rocket fuel. It's like worse than diesel to taste it. No, no, this is real iodine. This is pure, not all bound and toxic tasting. And the government won't tell you. They bought 14 million dosages just 2 weeks ago. Big national news story when they did. But they won't tell you that you should go out and that you should try to protect your body. And that there's ways, when you have this background radiation increasing all over the country, not just West Coast, to protect yourself. Anthony Gucciardi, get into all the other points. Appreciate you coming in today to talk about this. And now we're at the end of the show because I ran over with Jakari.
Well, I've always said a smart, real, good government would buy iodine for its citizens.
Well, they did that in the 20s.
Yeah, exactly.
They made you take it.
Added it to the salt, and IQ went up 20 points over a decade or so. But a smart government would say, hey, get a hold of some iodine, or even potassium iodide, which is, I wouldn't take it. It's in an emergency scenario, you would. But the key thing here is the government has known since 2011, even a little bit before that.
Potassium iodide is different from the nascent. Go ahead.
Yes, exactly. You take that only in the event that you're literally staring at a nuclear reactor blowing up. But anyway, the nascent iodine you can take daily. But the key here is that we've known for years now that not only did Fukushima blow up and exceed Chernobyl levels, specifically, TEPCO had to admit
10 to 100 times.
Yes. TEPCO had to admit this, that 42% of Chernobyl's amount of radiation was released in the initial release of Fukushima. This is admitted now. They had to admit it after the study came out. And it exceeded 2.5 times the amount they announced, which was already fixed by them, and said, oh, yeah, you know, it's a little bit more than that. It was over and over and over again. Now it's 100 times. But 42% of that that was in Chernobyl was released in the first initial emission.
And they admit the cover-up in Japan now. The question is, why is there a cover-up here?
No, exactly. And then what also happened is everything that was released, 20% of it fell on the Japanese land, and that's why they're all getting cancers. 2% landed outside the country, wasn't that much. But 78% went into the Pacific Ocean.
That's according to the International Atomic Energy Agency.
Yep, and it's all coming over here. Now, here's the secret, though. This is how we've known about this for some
time. That's out of The Guardian.
Yes, and we've known about this for a while, but listen to that. That was the initial release, right? It was a huge deal that when it first blew up. And it matched.
Chernobyl's killed over a million people.
And it matched 42% of that from Chernobyl in the first initial blast. Now, get this. This is from The Guardian. Fukushima radiation leaks reach deadly new high. And that's from September 2013. It recently reached the highest amount of radiation emission. Not even the initial explosion came close to it. So it's now leaking more. And that means that more is going into the...
This is an ongoing meltdown.
It's going on forever. It's called Fukushima Forever by top, I believe it was Stanford or Yale professor.
Well, the top physicist up in Canada, what, Suzuki... said that if it continues to melt down, bye-bye Japan, was the quote.
Japan will be gone, he says, and then everyone will have to evacuate the West Coast. But instead, the government says nothing. And here's another quote. This is from last year. Here is a quote from a nuclear policy lecture at the University of California. And I'm showing everyone this because they're asking how we knew all this.
Yeah, for radio listeners, we've got a video feed at InfoWars.com.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to read it, obviously. It says, look at what's going on now. They're dumping huge amounts of radioactivity into the ocean. No one expected that in 2011. We told you about it. He says, we could have large numbers of cancer from ingestion of fish. That's a university nuclear policy lecturer at the University of Santa Cruz. So he's saying we could have large amounts of cancer from fish. And he's saying, how could we have known?
We should go interview him. The guys are near Santa Cruz.
No, we shouldn't. He's actually a good guy for saying this. I'm not making fun of him. But, you know, he's saying, how could we possibly have known this in 2011? We knew it in 2011. They were dumping it all into the ocean.
It's right on the ocean. They're dumping water on it to cool it. It's running out in the ocean.
Yeah. There's dead fish all across the West Coast and on Fukushima and everything. I mean, we knew this in 2011. And it's hitting new highs. So it's not just the initial blast now. What we're getting across is that there's no debate. It's happening.
And let's be clear. The fish continue to eat and eat and eat and build it up.
Yeah.
They're like sponges or magnets for it.
Yeah, the very nature of our biology is a magnet for radiation. That's why it's so pervasive and deadly. And also, you have to think about the fact that it's so much radiation is dispersing throughout the ocean in different hot pockets. So there may be certain radiation readings along the coast that are different than other areas. But overall, it's kind of like dropping like black ink into a pool. You know, it's going to infiltrate it overall, but there will be larger areas of the ink, you know, throughout the pool system. So basically, the key thing is the media likes to pretend that, oh, you know, maybe Fukushima is coming over here. It's slightly possible. There's no debate. It is here. Everything else is just beyond that.
It's just every major reactor gets caught dumping it locally, just burying it on county or city land. Again, I'm all for nuclear power if they would have done it right. But the answer is you can't be for it because all these companies, individuals are a bunch of crooks who'd rather claim they stored it properly and keep the money.
Mafia-connected idiots who hire homeless people with duct tape to put up the
rig. That's TEPCO on record. BBC, AP, Reuters reporting are hiring drunken homeless people to remove the thousands of rods. If one of them touches, new explosion.
And they ended up using duct tape, the real workers, in the beginning to fix the melting down rods, the reactors and everything. The Vancouver Sun also tested fish imports from Japan, found cesium-137 at alarming rates, contaminating 73% of mackerel, 91% of halibut, 92% of sardines, 93% of tuna, 94% of cod, 100% of carp, seaweed, shark, and monkfish.
And by the way, the FDA and EPA, that happened 3 months after they covered up and are still covering up. And later went, yes, we knew, but we don't think it's a problem, so we didn't tell you. When that came out by private groups a few years ago, they said, well, we decided not to tell you.
And they turned their cameras
on. These people, the Russians told people when Chernobyl blew up better than this. It's like, what type of dirtbag government do we have?
And listen to this, too. Radioactive plume expected to reach U.S. coastal waters soon. And it says, a large plume of radiation is expected to begin flowing into the coastal waters in the beginning of 2014 and continue throughout 2016.
That's the Fox News thing, yeah.
I mean, how does that professor, and he's great for exposing it, but how is he like, we had no idea. Of course it's happening. We already knew that. 2014.
Yeah, it's not like the current goes south from Japan. It goes right across at us.
Yeah.
That's why they would launch hot air balloons with bombs in them, knowing unguided they would rain down on America. Because it goes right over the U.S. and drops.
Worse than bombs. I also want to say that Jakari's out there. Those guys are out there. No one else is doing this. No one. No one else is.
And again, that's the bigger issue. Why not?
Exactly. And the media needs to cover.
If it wasn't for DrudgeReport.com covering our story, it wouldn't even probably be in the newspapers in the West Coast now. We force that.
But we're literally on the forefront fighting against this. And if we don't do something about it, even the top professors say of the 1,400 plus rods that are in there, if just two hit, it's a complete meltdown. And Suzuki says it's bye-bye Japan. And there's so statistically, it's almost impossible for it not to happen. Because the rods are so complex, they have homeless people in there cleaning it. I mean, it's
again, nothing against homeless people, but I saw the videos and photos. These are obviously like 70-year-old drunks. I mean, it's like a joke. You should have guys in spacesuits in there. Instead, they bring homeless people in to do work that I wouldn't do. I'm not skilled enough.
Yeah, exactly.
No, nobody skilled will go do it.
It's not that even that they're homeless. It's that they don't know what they're doing.
No, that's my point. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And they don't even have, like, the nuclear councils around the world are saying, hey, we'll come help. We need to globally.
Well, it's like hiring a homeless person to do brain surgery.
Exactly, yeah. And they're coming and saying, hey, we need to do something about this. And Japan's like, well, no, it's okay. You know, TEPCO's on it. Everything's fine. And TEPCO's going, yeah, you know, it did actually hit the newest high in September 2013.
We're out of time. We'll cover it more tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the weekday transmission, Infowars.com. Follow me on Twitter, @RealAlexJones. Great job to the crew and great job to you, the listeners. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.